What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Top of the afternoon to you, Greg.
Top of the afternoon to you. Now, Nick, I don't want to chase you off wearing sweatshirts. You said you adore my crew neck sweats. I want you to know, if you remember long, long ago, in probably 2019, maybe early 2020, before everything went to shit, Joey Noel had said, because you and Nick are wearing crew neck sweatshirts, we should make a Kind of Funny one. Right. We did that one, and then we never did.
We made the flesh-colored one, right?
That was I don't think that was by on purpose. If I remember, that wasn't on purpose. I think
they were good. Two people looked really good in that, but I put it on, and it was my exact flesh color, so I would come around the corner and be like, why is Nick shirtless and hairless? That's weird.
The hairless part is what really got him. Go bust out your gray crew neck. I know you still got it.
I still got a gray crew neck. I got a bunch of crew necks. It's just, the thing is this, Greg. It's just, you look so good in these crew neck sweatshirts. And you've got the height for it and the hair for it. And you got that
award. Is height a big part of it? Do I need height for it?
Greg, I don't think hair is a part of it either. I don't know.
Okay.
I think it kind of is. I think it all goes together.
I think a lot of it's just insecurities.
But your body proportions make you look different in clothing, right? And so, I like crew neck sweatshirts because, to me, like they do the thing that I like most, in that they hide the pooch, but like purposefully, right? So you get that little extra bit of fabric here, so you don't have to have it like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it looks good. But when you're taller, you just look better in clothes.
What's the pooch? Yeah. I'm sorry.
The little pooch. Your little pooch. My man-made hacky sack that I got down there.
I hated it when it was pooch singular, but when it became pooch, just hit a whole new level of disgust.
It's my Italian fanny pack. That's what I call
it. I believe the medical term is panis, aka panis at the disco.
So, okay.
No, we don't like that, Josh. We don't like that. All right.
My spouse calling in from the wardrobe department. Yeah. What's happening right now?
I want to find out what the Hispanic heartthrob Texas treat Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds. The globetrotting headshot nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez, calls his pooch.
Corn dog.
Check out my corn dog down there.
Earlier, Josh McCuga, I got a lot of people angry on the internet because Greg said that corn dogs are underrated. We don't talk about them enough. To which I replied, corn dogs are just dumb as hell. Like, I think countries look at us and make fun of America, it's like, corn dogs is one of the things that they're like, look at these fucking idiots. You know
what I'd like to point out to you, you stupid moron, all right, is the fact that corn dogs are even more popular in Canada. They're everywhere. You can get them in poutine. You can get them on the streets.
Don't get me started on Canada. Jesus, these guys.
All right. You know what I mean? Just because on a show I talk about the truth about flour tortillas, I got to hear about the rest of my life anytime I got a food opinion.
Here's what you do with a corn dog. You dip it in nacho cheese, and then you dip it in ketchup, and you call me after. It's amazing. I'm telling you, go to like an amusement park in middle America, ask for the corn dog dipped in the nacho cheese, dip it in the ketchup, enjoy your afternoon. Listen, will you have heartburn?
You're gonna get nacho cheese in the ketchup, and eventually it's just gonna be nacho cheese ketchup, so why not just mix those two together?
I was complaining.
Whoa.
I'm complaining, you savages. You guys are like, we're gonna use the same spoon, the same fucking knife for the peanut butter that you use for the jelly. It's wrong.
But it's in a little paper cup, the ketchup, right? Like, it's not the long game. They can mix. If they're going to be tossed, let them mix.
Once you've been introduced to ketchup and nacho cheese together, you'll never go back, ever, to, like, singular those.
What I like to point out, of course, is that Andy's a terrible journalist and misquoted my entire tweet, which was, corn dogs don't get enough credit, and I'm sick of it, all right? And that was a stance. You know, a lot of people on the internet are afraid to take stances. They're afraid to choose sides. Not Greg Miller, all right? But here's what I want you to know. Of course, I love and appreciate every Kind of Funny best friend who interacts with us, whether it be here on the show or on Twitter. Listen to this dumb response from Eric Edens, though, all right? Hot dogs allow for maximum mustard. Corn dogs just can't hold enough mustard. I have to dip them and take tiny bites to get as much mustard as I want. Fix that, and they will always be my go-to. Eric Edens, that might be the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard. Because, again, you have a cup that you're dipping in. Man up, bring your own bottle of mustard. Then you get 360 degrees of mustard coverage if you want. Mm-hmm. You can get way more mustard on a corn dog than a regular hot dog. Am I wrong, Josh?
No, your mustard per bite ratio on a corn dog versus a regular hot dog is 10 to 1.
Easy. People are just not ready for new technology. That's what I'll say to you right now.
Oh, sometimes, God, this guy's talking.
Sometimes things hit the market, guys, like the electric car. If you guys remember, the electric car hit the market, what, early 90s, and we're like, this is the revolution. We just weren't ready for it
yet. Go watch that documentary with Ed Begley Jr., and I'm not making it up. Flash a car. It sounds like I'm making it up. No, it's real.
That's amazing that you remember.
We're quitting. We're doing our own thing.
But I'm just telling you right now, if you think about the corn dog technology, it's such a massive leap in hot dog technology that it just makes sense that idiots weren't ready for it. They weren't ready to take – it's a hot dog on a stick, Andy. You never have
Dippin'
to get
Dots,
your fingers –
Dippin' Dots has been the ice cream of the future for like 35 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
We're right? almost there.
We're still not ready.
Rumors are we're almost there. Yeah. I want to point out a reply from Miles Dompier, I'm assuming.
In nice pronunciation.
In the in Greg's replies, it says there's a reason corn dog is used as an insult while hot dog is used to declare excitement. And I think that's so hot dog. Like, that's a good tweet right there, Miles.
First off, who the fuck?
When's the last time anybody was called a corn dog as an insult?
I talk shit about you all behind your back.
Look at this corn dog. Corn dog number 1, 2, and 3. Am I right?
I get into my private Discord. I'm like, today Tim and Greg and Nick were being real corn dogs. I tell you what.
He throws around the corn dog word in the in the living room. Often. I gotta cover Lulu's ears. I'm like, Jesus.
I was gonna say, like, the way you're using it right now, vaguely racist.
I'm gonna say
because
right
all do look alike, and you're saying we're corn dogs.
These fucking corn dogs.
What I'll say is though, when you say someone's hot dogging, is that a positive thing? Because says they're playing fast.
He's saying it like Gomer Pyatt. He's saying like hot dog. Let's go to the movies today. Hot dog. I'm
crazy.
In.
Yeah. I mean, he said you can call someone a hot dog. You can say someone's like hot dogging, right? Like that's a term.
Stop making it a verb. It doesn't need to be a verb.
No, that's true. He's right.
I'm not wrong. You can make a hot dog, but you can't say someone's corn dogging something. You've never said that before. Hot dog means
you can. And I think that conjures up very specific imagery.
Yeah, you're corn dogging, like you're turtling, right?
Let's not go into what we think corn dogging is.
let's go around the table and see.
30 under 30, aka. The second best baby blues in San Francisco, aka the corn dog, Tim Geddes.
I am a corn dog. I'm a corn dog enthusiast. I'm a hot dog enthusiast. I just love all of this. Mr. Mustard Man, a little crazy. I fuck with mustard. I don't get the people that feel like they need to take a side. Obviously, ketchup is superior. I'm with Makuga. Shout out to Nacho Cheese in general. I do like mustard. I do not need as much mustard as humanly possible. Like, that seems like too much mustard to muster. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm. I'm with you. Are you a Dijon or are you just straight up yellow? Both.
I'll take either. I'd prefer yellow though.
Gotcha. I'm not a Dijon guy.
I'm a man of unrefined palate.
Dijon's a very specific mustard thing. That's a specific
yellow mustard.
Mm-hmm. When are you using the spicy mustard, Nick? Just whenever
you use the spicy brown mustard, of course, Greg. Thank you for asking, including me in this conversation for once. To just sit here.
I like to host the show where I keep it on the rails, but you just like to yak. Whenever you see somebody else's mouth open, that's when you get your cancer. Talk.
What are we doing, a science show right now? We talked about mustard for 45 fucking minutes. Don't tell me I derailed this thing. This thing's rolling down the goddamn hill. To answer your question,
we haven't even introduced Josh. He's got
spicy
a board
brown
game.
Mustard, of course, is when you have one of those soft pretzels that you get at Costco. That's the best with the spicy brown mustard.
Okay, yeah. That's good. Yeah. What about the Grey Poupon?
Yeah. Never. Get it out of here. Don't need it.
What? No, you don't need it. No. Try it all. The super spicy mustard, like you get at Chinese restaurants or at delis. You need like the brown mustard. You need the Dijon. Try all mustards. You need there's a place called Hofstetter's in Pennsylvania that makes like a good pretzel mustard. They make like a beer cheese mustard. People that have like perfected the mustard over the years. The mustard seed, very underrated. It is very versatile. It's like Tim Geddes eyeballs.
Thank you.
Dijon sounds like somebody who presented an award with like Justin Bieber and Doja Cat at the VMAs a couple weeks ago. You know what I mean?
DJ Dijon. Yeah. Tough one to say. He's like hitting it. His turntables are mustard jars. Everybody's seen it.
And Nick is like, I hate DJs. He's sitting in the back.
That's why I don't like Dijon.
Now, it was funny you brought up, Tim, that you're a big fan of corn dogs, you're saying, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, let the record show that Joey Noel, I didn't realize this, had responded to my own tweet and said, can we put, quote, Gia Tap Harris eats a corn dog for the first time on the next Extra Life / anniversary stream goal list? To which Gia followed up, will it live up to the moderate hype? I'm ready. How has this woman lived with you and not had a corn dog?
Well, so that is the problem, Greg, is like this has been one of Gia's like... Bugaboos. If she has one hill she's gonna die on, yes, one of her bugaboos, thank you very much for that. Mm-hmm. Is she is like morbidly upset with Andy Cortez for refusing to eat mac and cheese, refusing to eat these things. She's just like, just fucking do it. Like, I understand you might have never had it before, But at this point, don't hold off on doing it. Like, just do it.
The opportunity's never opportunity's never presented itself.
I try to sneak it in. I try to sneak it in, Tim. Like, anytime he's closing his eyes, I'm getting a spoonful of mac and cheese.
Put a little warm mac and cheese on his lip.
Yeah, exactly.
The problem we've been facing is Gia never had a corn dog. Obviously, that upset me deeply. And I was like, we need to change this as soon as possible. But now the pressure's on me. But we got to get her a good corn dog. And that's the problem. You know what's really hard to get? Beeps. Just a good corn dog in San Francisco. It's not like
mini corn dogs from Beeps.
But that's the thing. A mini corn dog, like,
it's great.
It's a little, I fucking love them. But like, that's not a corn dog.
I want a hand spun fresh corn dog. I don't want it. Yeah, I don't need to go to Safeway, get the frozen State Fair ones. You come home, you microwave them, they're soggy. They're not bad, but you've had a real corn dog. You know what I mean? It's not about that. We're trying to set the expectations correct here. We have to come original. We have to come correct.
Oh,
well, dropping some 311 knowledge on you. Come original. Okay. Greg, I think what this is all leading up to is a Cooking with Greggy episode where we do a homemade hot Cheetos corn dog is what I think needs to happen. We do a classic corn dog, and then you take the batter, you crush up some, you know, some Flamin' Hot Cheetos for Gia, mix it in with it. Deep fry it, oil fry it, however we want to pan fry it. Oh, no, Andy's got
something. Yeah, you stepped on a landmine about trying to get hot Cheetos into food, but here he comes, ladies and gentlemen, coming in off the bench. We call him El Fuego. It's Andy.
Josh Macuga just threw like a 78-mile-an-hour fastball down the pipe, and I'm about to knock this shit out 580 yards out of the ballpark. Macuga, the problem with you see it all over Instagram. You see it all over TikTok. People think they're being clever. Let me put my fucking wings in hot Cheeto dust. Let me put fucking wieners in hot Cheeto dust. It never works out. And I'll tell you why. The spice never retains ever.
It's true.
It's a weird science phenomenon, Josh, because I can't tell you why it doesn't retain. But like, you eat a hot Cheeto, you're like, oh, that's got some spice. And for whatever reason, the powder that you break it down into, it's just a texture. It has no taste at all. It's so bizarre.
People are cooking it incorrectly.
As somebody who's never tried to do this, this was just simply an idea. But
it's a sore spot around here, Josh. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But if we do a homemade corn dog, Greg, or perhaps there's got to be some like rental service. Like, hey, you want to make your own corn dogs for your kid's backyard birthday party?
Sure.
Maybe Egon's first birthday. We do some corn dogs, some cotton candy.
See, here's where it gets interesting. We'll introduce you eventually, Josh, I swear. In the live chat, Joey Noel, the woman from Twitter who dimed out Gia, says the best corn dog to get Gia is at Disneyland. Let me try all this again. The first best off, corn dog to get Gia is a Disneyland corn dog, but Gia doesn't really like Disneyland.
First off, Joey needs to stop fucking trying to volunteer people to do shit, okay? Joey, worry about yourself. Worry about your goddamn self. The amount of times that Joey will pop into a goddamn Discord and go, oh, we should get Andy to do skydiving. Like, what the fuck are you? Get out of here. Go away.
Andy, I think you're just understating or underscoring rather in your own brain how much we like to torture you. Like how much pleasure that brings us when you're uncomfortable.
As someone who is usually the butt end of the torturing on things, you know, me and Andy are scared of everything. I get asked to do scary stuff.
No, I'm sorry. Andy's scared of things. You are on a different level of how scared you get with shit, Josh Macuga.
Yeah.
I can probably tell you right now someone's hiding behind you in your clothes back there, and you would freak out a little bit.
I do want to point out from earlier, I don't want to let this point just go away.
Oh, wait,
from
you think
earlier
this is
the
a closet? I built a green screen out of my wife's clothes.
it's hanging on me. It's very interactive.
I was going to say, I appreciate how close you are to the clothes in this closet that they are slowly enveloping you. Yeah. It will just be eyes by the end of the
podcast. I'm that Homer Simpson gif where I just fall.
I want to point out from earlier a point that was made that we kind of just rolled over and didn't give it much attention, the attention that it deserved.
Sure.
But the fact that Josh Macuga said, yeah, we can hire a corn dog guy for your birthday party. Like, what? Who the fuck? What is a corn dog guy? I don't know what the hell that is.
Like, you can get a guy that's like a carnival, like he goes to kids' birthday parties and he'll do like cotton candy and corn dogs and all this kind of stuff.
I'm sending his ass to jail.
I guarantee you the guy that runs like a petting zoo for kid birthday parties also can make homemade corn dogs for Jesus.
I see. His portfolio is broadened.
There was going to be the Great San Francisco Corn Dog Festival in 2020, but you can imagine what happened there. You can imagine what happened there on that. That's how it goes. And Josh, we will introduce you eventually, I swear. Tim, so Gia doesn't like Disneyland either.
I mean, she's definitely not an enthusiast.
Is she like me with Disneyland, where it's like not her bag, but she'd go?
Yeah, oh yeah, totally.
So then what about it? Yeah, we should go back. I'm telling you, I'm jonesing to go back and make another lightsaber. We go back to, you know, do some Star Wars. We can get some corn dogs. I mean, me and Gia can just drink somewhere while you guys go on all your whippy dippy rides.
Tons of places California to drink adventure. Now. Yeah, they're opening up the world.
Greg, we're going. I mean, I have a daughter. Eventually, she's going to want to be a princess, right? Sure. Or see a princess, or go to Disneyland with her cousins, or whatever. And at that point is when you'd bring Egon, right? And Jen and Amanda take the kids on the rides. We build a lightsaber, go and get drunk with Gia eating corn dogs. Tim can go on his rides with Joey. You know, everybody's got their thing at Disneyland. It's just a shame there's no casino or like a stand-up boat for Nick to go around on Jungle. Actually, Jungle Cruise is pretty much a stand-up boat.
Definitely do that. You bring up casino, though, and I'm pretty sure in Anaheim we could find some dive-ass bar that I could go hole up at until you guys are done having kid fun. You want to come hang out with Uncle Nick, right, Andy?
Yeah.
Nick gets on the boat, and he's like, what's up with this boat? Where's the Starbucks at or some shit?
People love topical humor.
Topical humor on Jungle Cruise.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, rounding out our Pentagon, he is... the host of the Good People Association. He is now making a board game. It's Josh McCouga.
Gentlemen, the pleasure all on this side of the table. Thanks for having me. It's always great to see you, boys.
Great to see you, Josh. How have you been? It's been a while since you've been on the show.
I know, been a long time. Things are good, you know. I got a little six-month-old daughter, and she keeps things Rosie. Very interesting. We launched our Kickstarter to what?
I was gonna say there's not a day that goes by that I don't either think about or send my wife your Instagram with you and Rosie. Because you two are the very cutest things on the freaking planet.
She also looks exactly like you.
Exactly
like you. Like the circle of the face, it's Makuga. Like Amanda must look at that and be like, I got two of them now.
I love it.
There's no denying it.
Oh, no. Maybe it was 2 days ago, we saw a friend and like, Rosie looked at her sort of, and she's like, oh, that kind of looked like Amanda there. I was like, stop it. We know you're just trying to like make Amanda feel better. She is 100% me. We have like our baby pictures are the exact same person. We have the same smile. It's magical, man. She's so cute. She's so sweet. I started crying about an hour ago because we were on, like I was changing her diaper and then like I picked her up after a nap and I realized that she's not going to be like this small and sweet forever, and that like the hours are going by too fast and the days are going by too fast, and she's gonna be 10 before I know it and be like, because right now she cuddles, you'll see Greg, she cuddles in your neck and she just wants she always, every time I like go somewhere and I reappear, I could be gone for all of 10 seconds, she's just like, this guy's back. It is so fun, man. It is so fun. I love it.
One of these days she's gonna be 16 and she's gonna look you in the eyes and she's gonna tell you to fuck off.
Jesus, be like, my dad sucks, he's so annoying,
sucks. But she probably won't do that, but what's really gonna happen is one day you're gonna pick her up from school and she's gonna roll her eyes and you're gonna go like this, I used to be able to pick you up and I still can.
Then you put a weird lesson.
One day she's gonna come home, she's like, this guy named Egon asked me out to a date, and I'm like, Egon Miller, and she's like, yeah, and I was like, I'm calling Uncle Mike. Yeah. And then we do the bad boys scene. Yeah. Right. And Greg's gonna be like, hey, my kid said you put a gun in his face. I'm like, it was a prop.
Do you remember Bad Boys, Greg? Come on.
What's amazing about that is you're like, what does young Egon Miller do? Oh, he runs the Ghostbusters Northern California Association Museum.
You know he won't do that. There's no way my kid will be that cool. All right. You know what I mean? We just batted 1,000 right there. If the kid comes out running the Ghostbusters, you know,
there's like a 2% possibility, Greg, that your kid is like going to the NFL. Like,
oh no, there's a great. Four. I think there's way more likelihood than that of them being a big Ghostbusters fan. You know what I mean?
I think that your kid is going to be like the first person to be a video game chef. Like somehow he'll be able to like somehow incorporate like playing video games at a restaurant while he's cooking. Because your whole social media feed, if your kid isn't introduced to oysters within like the first 6 months,
that's
like,
accurate.
Like, what's going on here?
Totally accurate. What's going on?
You're in Jen's Instagram is legitimately like, even Gordon Ramsay will chime in and be like, all right, guys, ease up on the clutch here. I mean, I have trouble looking at your Instagram because I get so damn hungry. I'm like, babe, look at Jen and Greg's date night. I was like, we just went to Chili's. This blows. Even though Chili's is delicious. Don't get
Greg, well, how many more dates do you think you have until the baby comes out? Because Jen had posted that, like, we're trying to fit in as many dates as possible. How many do you think you have legitimately? Well,
Andy, that leads to a great question and topic for this very podcast, which of course is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, twice a week, we come to you with the Kind of Funny podcast. We bring guests, we bring good times, we have a lot of fun. It's four, sometimes five, best friends gather around this table to bullshit with each other about whatever it is they want to bullshit about. If you like that bullshit with us over at patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can write in with your topics. You can watch us record the show live, just like Madeline Stanley is, Keegan Hill is, Domino RPG. I overthink it sometimes. I see it and I'm like, is this Domingo? No, it's Domino. It's the word. No, you giant idiot. if we can do a post show, the show is ad free. You can get a bevy of benefits for the other shows we do. But if you got no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You, ladies and gentlemen, can get the show for free on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and on podcast services around the globe each and every week. Of course there's ads, of course there's no post show, of course you don't get benefits like the Next Gen podcast, all things you could get on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, but it's okay. Housekeeping for you, guess what, this is going up on Wednesday. That's tomorrow, right, Tim? That makes sense. I'm never sure when the Kind of Funny podcast posts anymore.
Yeah,
if it's
going up tomorrow, whatever day tomorrow.
Yeah, that's great. Then over on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and podcast services around the globe, PS I Love You XOXO is live and Andy Cortez is on it talking about a video game that we can't talk about right now, but he's over there and we're doing the unanswered questions of the PlayStation Showcase. You should come listen to it. It's a dynamite show. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Steve Powers, the Kind of Funny Destiny 2 PC Clan, and the Kind of Funny Destiny 2 PC Clan. Today we're brought to you by HBO Max, but we'll tell you about that later. For now, Andy, how many dates do we have left before this baby arrives?
Great question, Andy.
It's a great question. Hit the song, Andy.
When will the baby pop out? I'm saying, when will the baby pop out?
Ladies and gentlemen,
gonna
it's time.
Bet it's not
done. Still going. We're it's still going. I thought it was over. I'm sorry. I didn't realize how long this song was.
I kind of waited. Yes. I waited for you to interject.
We've waited a long time, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to do the official Greg and Jen baby pool. When will my child
pop out?
The second love of my life, come along. When will this child arrive? Of course, the due date is October 7th, okay. Meaning, of course, we are literally 4 weeks and a couple of days away. Of course, babies, Tim, I know you don't know nothing about babies. I didn't know nothing about babies before I got started. These things can stay in there longer. They can come out earlier. Mm-hmm. So, and every date is on the table right now. All right? So I need everybody to clear their mind and do this.
Period,
now, Josh, I'm going to give you first pick. All right. I've thrown it up on the Slack over here so that people can jump in. They know they can jump in with just audio only when they want to make a call. Barrett, you are on the ones and twos today. You are playing as well.
Yep.
So, Josh, we will start with you. And I do need a little I'd like a little information about Rosie. All right. Of course, Rosie, okay. She was born this year. Was she early? Was she on time? Was she late?
Well, we had to have a C-section because she was breech. Gotcha. Original. Yeah. Well, so she just wouldn't go down. Right. And yeah. She stayed sideways, basically.
She was Josh, like really quick. I might need you to restart Discord and come back in. You're getting all delayed on my end.
Yeah, you're wigging out. You know, we could barely hear you, but we understood. Okay. Sideways, and then you did this thing. She was doing the YMCA inside. I think that's what you're up to.
I don't know Andy, how great the Wi-Fi is in the closet.
In the closet.
Test
the Wi-Fi.
Andy, this man just said the word breach when it comes to a baby, and I'm just like, there's just too many words I'm learning that I just can't handle.
There were other
I'm a
choices.
Young boy, Andy.
Tim, when you hear the word choices. Breach, what does that make you think?
Josh, turn your camera back on.
Way cooler than whatever's happening. I mean, I guess the whole gift of life is pretty cool, but like,
you think Halo. You can just say Halo Breach.
All right, so back to it. Sorry.
Halo Breach.
Rosie was sideways. She was breached, Josh. That's what you're saying?
Yes. So she was like this, like her butt was in the middle. And so there's all kinds of things you can do to try and turn the baby, but it's a real disaster.
Okay? Sure. Yeah. There's a bunch of like spinning techniques too that people want you to do and they can push some stuff in.
Like break dancing?
Yeah. It's like,
mm-hmm. It's getting upside down. Dancing, yeah. It's being all fours. It's lean over the thing. They warned us ahead of time not to to do it because Baby Egon was breached, but because we didn't want that to happen. I can confirm that as of today's appointment, he is heads down. Everything's good. We're on target. Everything's
out. It's not, it's like when you drop your guitar pick in the guitar and you're just kind of like, God
damn, exactly. Andy, that's, you're accurate, Andy. Jesus. That is very accurate.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. And there's like, there's something called aversion, which looks terrifying, and it only works maybe 50% of the time. And there's two people that try and move the baby in Amanda's stomach. What, like literally like pushing the baby. It looked terrifying. So we didn't do that, but she was like a week early, based on her due date. I think it was like March 1, but we had her February 23rd.
Wait, really?
Actually her due date was February 25th. We had her February 23rd.
That's my brother's birthday. But, cool. Greg.
What? And February 23rd?
Share a birthday. Yeah.
We're going to call there it. There you cool go. Rosie.
Oh, right.
Cool
on.
Rosie.
Little Rosie,
But we think that if she wasn't breached, she probably would have been a week or so late. But she was a big baby. She was like 8 pounds, 10 ounces, something like that. Like sure. Big baby. Big old baby.
Prediction today from a doctor was 7 pounds, 10 ounces. So we'll see.
Okay.
That's fine. I was 7'11". That's a,
oh, yeah. Were you?
Yeah.
I was 7'11", 9 ounces.
7'11", too, right here.
There it is. No way.
8'9"?
That's the perfect baby weight.
Yeah, 8 pounds, 9 ounces. I was, yeah.
Seven. Okay. I was 8'12", I think, Tim.
What the fuck?
I have not the slightest idea.
Okay. So we're on right now, September 14th, and they're saying 7 pounds, 10 ounces. Now, I don't know if that has anything to do with them. I'm going to act like I'm a professional.
Sure, yeah. You got to bring that into the equation, right? That's
correct. Correct. I'm going to go Saturday, October 2nd, because that is Amanda's birthday. 5 days early. Little Egon is—he's going to be eager to get out in the world and try those.
Eager Egon.
He's going to be ready October 2nd.
Mm-hmm. All right, October 2nd. We are locking that in. Saturday, October 2nd, on the Kind of Funny calendar. We will use this peacock blue for this. All right, everybody. So that's Baby Pool Makuga. He is taken October 2nd. Boom. Now, in the order of people I like the most, we will go to Joey Noel. Joey Noel.
Okay. Oh, hello.
You've joined the Kind of Funny podcast.
I have. Hi, Josh.
Not only have you climbed the ranks because I love you and you're a great friend, you, of course, also have the bullet point next to your name that you are ready at the drop of a hat to come over and take care of Portillo when we have to run to the hospital. And you really pissed off Andy on this episode of the podcast, and I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. If Andy thought I had to target on him before, just wait till now. Call out Andy for everything.
Let's have Andy play a game with a fucking viper. Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Why do you think I... Am I ever the one that does that? I don't think so. I think that's usually Nick and or... I'm going to throw Tim under the bus.
No, it's definitely Joe. It's definitely you, Joe. It is definitely you.
Fucking A. Josh, right, can visit. We're gonna go to Hollywood Horror Nights or whatever it's called and take Andy.
October 7th, the due date.
October 7th is the due date. So I'm looking at my calendar.
Sure.
My gut feeling tells me that your baby's gonna be 2 days early, and I have no real reasoning for that. Okay. But my college best friend Brooke, her birthday's on October 8th, which kind of makes me want to pick that. Because I think it'd be cool if you maybe shared a birthday with my friend Brooke, who's amazing.
Shout out, Brooke.
Thank you. Thank you, Andy.
Brooke.
Wait, but you said the 7th, right? Not the
October 7th. Thursday, October 7th.
Okay, so I think it's going to be Tuesday. So I think it's going to be the 5th, not the 6th.
Okay.
What time are we thinking?
I'm going to go with October 5th. I'm going to go 2 days early.
Okay.
For no reason. There?
I mean, you got to feel it out. You know what I mean? This isn't the exact science.
Yeah, just my gut instinct is telling me 2 days early.
All right. Joey has been added to October 5th in the baby pool. From here, we'll go to the producer/seducer, Nick Scarpino. What do you got for me?
I want this kid to stay in the oven a couple extra weeks so we can get a Halloween baby, like a 31st.
Sure. Yeah, I think they definitely pull him out if he's 3.5 weeks late. There. I think we talked about it today where Jen made some comment about it, and I'm like, is 2 weeks the tops? And she's like, I think so. I don't think they're letting him stay 3.5 weeks at Hotel Jean-Vive Saint-Ange.
Oh, that's too bad, because how rad would it be to be October 31st?
See, here's my thing. As the king of Halloween, I celebrate Halloween. I mean, I've already started celebrating. We've already started decorating the house over here. And you're so then monsters. The real question is, what? I'm sorry, I'm the monster?
Yeah, don't stop celebrating that holiday. It's over.
You're such a Halloween jerk. You know what? I'm taking back the money I gave your game. All right. How's that sound? Does that sound good? You know what I mean? I'll play the game. I'll play dirty. But no, I like it because if we can time it out. I want I hope he stays until October because I'd like an October birthday. And then it's like, what are you talking about? A costume party at the beginning of October? Mm-hmm. Then an entire month of Halloween followed by the actual Halloween? Come on now. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Nick, back to you.
What I just feel like, how do we... There's got to be a way to keep that baby in for three more weeks.
Yeah. You can just call down and ask to check out a little bit later. They always say you can only get 1 hour, but you're like, you really got three or four. And like, this context, 3 weeks.
I will say, I'll split the difference there. I'll go... Wait, Joey took October 5th, right?
She did.
And then Josh took the 2nd?
Correct.
I will take the 3rd.
Oh, you join.
I think Jen is psyched that we're all going early just for her sake.
Oh, she's ready.
She's ready.
If little Greg wants to come right now, she will have no problem with small Greg, small Egon, whatever coming. Yeah. But Nick,
Egon,
you have,
what's the dog's name?
You have the bonus here, Nick, of the 3rd is also what my mom is pulling for because it's her father's birthday.
Oh, that's good. So there you go.
Jamie Kennedy, she rides with you on that one.
Perfect.
Snowbike, Mike, host of the Kind of Funny XCast, you've joined on audio. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Greg. Thanks so much for having me. Very excited to give my date.
Have you been? What's gone into your rationale, your thinking here for the date?
You know, Greg, a lot has gone in. A lot of people say I'm a baby expert. I would probably be the best in the company to take care of said baby. Just so
debatable.
Just in case,
debatable. There's already a ranking, Mike. It's too late, man.
I'm very high on that ranking, just so everybody knows. But, you know, Greg, a lot went into it, right? I had to call people that I know that's had a baby, mainly my mom, right? And I talked to her about it. And I want you to know, the Howard family, a lot of October birthdays, actually 3 out of the 4, all October birthdays. And my little brother Jackson, birthday on October 7th. So that gives a lot of leeway there. Mom's birthday, October 5th. So, Joey, you took that date from me. Mom is going to be very happy if you win that, though. So a lot's going into it, right? It's also tracking to be a big baby, just like a lot of evidence tracks to land for landfall. This is now tracking to be a big baby. I don't know what that means, Greg. Does that mean it comes out early? Does it come out late? Does it come out on time? It's a big baby, everybody. So I'm going through it in my mind. I'm reaching out to everybody I know, baby experts around the globe. And right now, Snowbike Mike is going to put his flag on October 7th, 2021. I'm going to stick with the date that the doctors are giving you.
What
because
time?
You know what? They're very smart.
What time?
It will air during Seinfeld at 7 p.m. Costanza. Yeah, just like when I was born, I happened during Seinfeld right in the evening. So I plan on that happening.
And Seinfeld's coming to Netflix now. So it's anytime you want to watch it. Yeah, it's always Seinfeld time.
Put me down for that one, Greg. Thanks for having me on the pod. And congratulations on the baby once again.
Thank you very much, Mike, and thank you for joining us and hanging out.
I wish I had Mike's sources. Mike, that's a lot of
answer
smart
your text messages.
Research.
All right, Josh McCougar, I will for you.
You'll be waiting another couple months there.
Yeah, good luck with that, Josh.
Barrett Courtney, on the ones and twos running this podcast, of course, you have the distinction of being the number one babysitter, and Alyssa, in the Kind of Funny pool we did not too long ago. Ooh. Where are you guys predicting right now this baby to land?
I mean, my first two were both taken for different reasons. So October 2nd is also my mother's birthday. And then October 5th, I'm actually going to go to a concert for the first time in a few years. And I was thinking to myself this morning, I was like, I can imagine, you know, like, we go into my buddy Ricky and I, we're going to go see the Front Bottoms. It's going to be a fun time.
Shout out Ricky.
And I imagine we leave the venue and then I see like the Slack message that like, we're going in, you know, like I feel that. So both of those were already taken, but now I'm thinking, you know, like now I'm thinking polar opposite ends here, Greggy. Because I do think, you know, you're pulling for this October baby here. But here's the thing. Both my sister and I think we're both supposed to be due February 14th. She came in a little later. Her birthday is February 17th. And then I came, February 3rd. So a good chunk before.
Okay.
And so I see chat throwing out a couple of dates there. So I'm going either between October 13th, because that would be a cool, like, Friday the 13th.
Well, no, but he's saying eventually it'll be a Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you'll have like a 13th like in October. Like, that's a cool date. But then I'm also thinking, like, how fucking hilarious would it be? You know, you're trying to be the king of Halloween, even though Blessing is the king of Halloween.
No,
and how much
Halloween
Blessing could hold it over your head if this baby comes September 30th? And so
September 30th. September 30th, right? Okay, I'm putting you on the calendar here. Hold on.
It is possible.
Wait, are you saying the Halloween thing, because that's the day right before? Okay, that's the day right before October. Got it.
And I do think it, I mean, just to be clear, as we get going, obviously it's all fun and games right now. No one is allowed to use the kid, Jen and I's child, in jokes at my expense. Only I'm allowed to do that. All right, I will use this kid for humor on Kind of Funny Left and Right, in sponsorships.
And again, I'm not saying that I would do this, but do you know Blessing? Do you know how low Blessing would stoop to, like,
I do know, as a man who, as a person named Blessing who doesn't know the colors of Halloween and then tries to act like he's the king of Halloween, I do know how low he'll stoop. And it turns out, if he ever loves something, I will make sure to ruin it for him like he's ruined Halloween for me. But I will get it.
About, Greg, what about the time that I tweeted you, I'm going to wait until your child can form memories. That way, the first thing it'll remember is me beating your dumbass in a race, in a foot race here in America.
I think I actually texted you. That was the funniest thing you've ever tweeted when you did it. You know what I mean? And I think obviously you and I, like, I think of, you know, Kind of Funny, like Dominic Toretto's car, right? Of course. We got the NASA, we're going. And Andy, I would say you and I in our relationship removed the restrictor plate.
Oh.
So the car could go insanely fast. Probably right around the time you asked if my wife was going to give me a blowjob on our blowy baby moon. All right. Right. So that's just a blowy. All right. So let's not act like there's any decorum anymore in our relationship, you and me, Andy. All right.
I like to think of myself in that situation as the car that catches on fire in Cuba and then falls in the water.
But you look real good doing it.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Man,
you gotta, you know what? Makuga's gotta be Dominic Toretto for Halloween.
Oh, shirt black, and we're there.
Yeah.
Yes, get the cross. Oh my god.
Great t-shirt, jeans. I'll rent a car for the weekend.
No, it's a sleeveless t-shirt. No matter what you do, you're sleeveless for a whole month.
Nick, you can be
Ryan. How much that shirt cost too? Remember how the last one we watched, where he was wearing the sleeveless, he was wearing tank tops or whatever, and it turned out the tank top was like $900 or something?
Ridiculous.
That sounds about right.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Timothy Geddes, where do you want to pick the baby pool?
I mean, this baby has been a big topic of discussion of when this baby is happening for me for many reasons. But one of them is every business call I'm on, there's the questions of when's the baby coming, whatever. There was one call I was on this morning where we're talking about plans for the rest of the year and like video games recovering and whatever. And they're like, oh, yeah, so like, Greg, what's up with it? I'm like, yeah, like I don't know when this thing's dropping. It's supposed to drop on October 6th or October 7th, but we're not sure. It's tracking big. I don't really know what that means. And I'm saying all this, and they both start cracking up, and they're just like, you know, you're like, Dying Light 2 just got delayed today, and you're talking about this baby the same way. I'm like, hey, man, Guardians is supposed to go. It went gold, though, so we're pretty sure it's going
to
hit it.
To me, you sound like a newscaster when they're tracking Santa. You know what I mean? We've got the update from NORAD. He's somewhere over the continental United States.
Are you serious, Clark?
So I have a feeling that this baby is going to be early, not late.
Okay.
Based on the scientific evidence that I've made up in my head that this big baby's tracking early. And from that, I just pray to God it's not September. Because September, I'm opening this up now, bottom tier month. Just period.
Wow.
Whereas October, pretty top tier month.
Tim, what Backstreet Boy and Planet do you think September is?
We'll have to figure that out.
Wow.
We're
going to have a lot of shows without me, Andy. You're welcome to do it then.
We'll wait for that.
I think we can all agree.
If you were going to give October an actor or an actress, like, who is October? Because basically what you're saying is that September is basically like Don Cheadle. Because I know that you guys have like a thing about Cheadle. Okay.
I'm not a big fan of Cheadle.
Okay. Because September's not? Like, he's good. He's always usually good in something, but it's not like the best month. You're not like, I can't wait to Cheadle.
In Space Jam, it was like,
I'll throw out. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Nick.
Here's what I'm going to say. I would disagree with you guys, right? Because I would normally say, obviously, because I was born in January, that January is the best month, right? I have nothing to back that up.
Everybody knows that.
But here's the problem with January months. Nobody wants to party in January. We just got done with all the holidays. Nobody wants to hang out. Nobody wants to go have fun in Vegas, you know, or on a trip to Mexico or go to and they don't want to do anything in January. They want to reset their lives. Everyone's on a fucking diet. Everyone's like, it's sober January or whatever.
Oh, I hate that. That's the worst.
September.
Oh, I hate that.
September is like the tail end of the summer party months. But then you get into October, you're like, I'm ready to have a Halloween party and drink. So I would say September is actually a pretty good month to be born in.
See, I'm with Nick because of what Tim said. I think September, yeah, is. I mean, like, as you, the older you get, more like, oh, fall and a pumpkin spice latte, and you know, and then it, don't get me wrong, you're going to college and like it's football and it's, you know, there's so much shit going on there, right? And if you know, obviously NFL and stuff like that. But as a kid, September was always the my first full month back in school.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like I'm officially back in school. I hate this, yada yada. But I think having a birthday in there would be great because you'd have the end of summer, you'd have the birthday, you'd have the birthday, and then you'd have October for Halloween, Thanksgiving. You'd have, we always talk about this, like, you know, hit 'em up style of holidays we have here, domino effect of Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Put a birthday in front of it. You got to space out like the fun little moments every month. Yep. I appreciate that. Yep.
Too late for summer, too early for fall. Always a bridesmaid, never the bride, you know?
Mike Howard, quickly from the press pool, want to touch on one thing in September as well. The baby will be going to school for quite a number of years, and September birthdays are very dope because you return to school and you will be one of the first kids to have a birthday. That's a big deal. Kids get jealous of that. I've never forgotten Kyle Fett.
No bike, Mike.
An early September birthday, and I hated it because I wanted to be that birthday, and I had to wait till May. Kyle Freskus, good friend of mine.
That's fucking guy. Yeah, I hate
but
that guy.
I will tell you, birthdays, they're kind of dope. They're kind of dope.
All right, I'm gonna piggyback off Snowbike Mike here real quick. Now, sure. Green Day, solid band. That song, Wake Me Up When September Ends, it's not my favorite, okay? It's not my favorite. Mm-hmm. They make a solid point. Now, you could go Counting Crows, and you could go, it's been a long December, reason to believe, maybe Rhyme next year will September. Be better than the last, okay? Which would inherently choose January as a solid month, Nick, a month that both of us just so happen to have birthdays in. Because when Christmas is over, New Year's is over, what are they looking forward to most? They're looking forward to Scarpino birthday, Martin Luther King birthday, Makuga birthday. And I just, boom, go ahead. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm sorry. A question from Greg Miller here at kindoffunny.com for, I guess, both of the January birthdays. Did you find yourself in a pickle because you had gotten what you wanted for Christmas? Like, were your presents too close?
Tough. Always
you gotta spread. You gotta spread. I like having Christmas spread out from a birthday.
See, mine was the thing about the okay. So to answer your question, Greg, if it's before Christmas, anywhere close to Christmas, you're fucked. If it's January, it's a reset. You've already gone through New Year's. So you've celebrated another holiday in between the Christmas and New Year's, and so it's a reset point. And so you go when you go to the negotiation table with your parents, and they go, "Hey, we got you a bunch of stuff last month." You go, "That was fucking last year. Yeah. That wasn't last month." That was last year. What have you done for me this year?
What have you done for me lately?
A couple Christmases where my parents have been like, "Oh, you didn't get it for Christmas. Maybe you'll get it for your birthday." Or I've gotten this is a Christmas birthday combo, and I'm like, "Whoa, pass. That's tough." It is that is tough about a January birthday. Not gonna lie. However,
I got the dopest birthday, June 30th. I always
had in between,
perfect in between. It was. Fantastic.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Summer birthdays are the shit.
I will say that I like me being in February. Fantastic, because February's Mike, great. If you've ever, Mike and Makuga can relate, and maybe even Greg, when it comes to fantasy football drafting, I always loved drafting like third or fourth in a group of 10. Because what happens, Nick and Tim, is it's a snake draft.
Come back.
It's like 1, 2, 3, and there I am picking. Oh, I gotta wait a while. God damn, it's a long wait. And it goes 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, and then I think I skipped the number 5, and then it hits the number 3, and I'm like, bam, I'm right there, and then I come right back. So it's like Christmas, little break, tiny little baby break, birthday, and it's always like, oh man, the heavy hitters are out to play, and it's never people have never been worried about, damn, did I spend too much in Christmas or whatever? No, there's been a full like almost 2 months that have gone by. All right, pony up. Yeah.
The other thing is this, though.
Pony up.
Like, by February, you're like,
corn dog.
I'm ready to party again.
Yeah.
But in January, see, mine's January 13th. So I'm like, right as everything's starting to come back, I'm like, do I want to deal with partying right now, planning something, getting everyone? I never want to celebrate my birthday when it comes to that. That's why I feel the June birthday, perfect. Mid-year
to
mid-to-late
year. You
should do
a special party on July 13th. Nick Scarpino, or would it be August 13th? Your half birthday, make it a big deal.
Mm-hmm. I could do
that's
I could just go hard for Tim's birthday. I just celebrate Tim's birthday.
Just celebrate Tim's birthday.
I love it.
Tim, we're having your birthday all as a joint thing this year. Okay?
Greg, do you think
Tim, can you make that your birthday this year? Because we're going, we're Greg. Going. To make,
like, I get it. Yeah, I'm sorry, Andy. What's up?
Do you think Jen can wait until June?
No, I don't think we're going to be able to.
Really?
Do that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry about
that.
I
will tell you what, when the baby comes out, It is shocking how large of an item it has been inside a human body.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, I believe that.
The baby came out and Amanda was like, that was in my body. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, so
like what else is in there?
Big.
Placenta.
Like, and here, yeah. Well, here's the crazy part. It's charged. You know, the baby comes. We had a C-section. We had a C-section. Oof, and so I'm in the operating room. And when I came to see Amanda, she was like, did you look? And I was like, no. They have you splayed open like friggin' Ramsay Bolton. Okay, yeah. I'm not looking at that at all.
Could have been another great Seinfeld one. You drop a junior mint inside.
It's delicious. It's junior. It's a mint.
Oh,
I do love the Inara.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Mukuga. I was going to say in our merch Slack channel, Greg posted corn dog shirt and then tagged me.
Mm-hmm. Just saying, there's a million dollar merch idea ideas. Right there. You know what I mean?
Million dollar idea.
So it is a... no matter the date, dude, there are some shocking things you learn about yourself in about 24 hours. Sure. It's crazy. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I want to hear more about that. And of course, Tim's actual date, since we didn't pick one. And he's still on the clock too here to end the whole thing. But for now, let me tell you again about patreon.com/kindoffunny. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can write in to be part of the show. You can be watching live like the Lou is, King Robla is, Lexi GR, who says, ew, Tim. Lexi G says, ew, Tim.
Yeah, it was the discharge word. It was the discharge word.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
for sure. I get it.
It's discharge central over here. Don't worry. If you could do all that. And then of course you could get the show ad free, but guess what, Jack, you're not watching on patreon.com/kindoffunny. So here's a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by HBO Max. If you're here, you probably love video games, but sometimes we have to face the cold, hard truth. We can't game all the time. Sometimes we got to kick back and watch some movies and some TV too. So it's a good thing HBO Max is here to save the day with all of your favorite DC content. HBO Max has an expansive superhero collection to feed your fandom. Greg Miller is stoked, of course. They've got Wonder Woman. They got Justice League, Stargirl, Batwoman, HBO Shazam, Suicide Squad. The list goes on, of course. Plus, the streaming platform lets you download your favorite titles and take them with you on the go. All the bingeable collections handpicked by humans, not robots. Personally, I've been enjoying a whole bunch of different things over on HBO. I love all the day and date releases. We know we got The Matrix now coming out in December. That's really exciting. I look forward to it. We got Malignant. I'm about to watch that this weekend. Check out some of the best superhero content and so much more only on HBO Max. Get streaming today by going to hbom.ax/kindoffunnydc. That's hbom.ax/kindoffunnydc. Next up, shout out to Rooster Teeth's Last Laugh Season 2. I was a huge fan of Season 1, mainly because my boy Alfredo was in it, but Season 2, can't wait for it. Here's the whole pitch for it. Do not laugh. It's part game show, part social experiment, 100% evil laugh challenge, spectacular. Last Laugh returns for a second season with 12 contestants gathered for 6 hours to see who literally laughs last. If they laugh, smile, or smirk, they're eliminated and prevented from dethroning Season 1 champion, the homie, Blaine Gibson. The host of the show, Jeff Ramsey and Elise Willems. So that's super awesome. They have a new collection of surprises, but will they be enough to break the contestants? We'll have to find out. Last Laugh Season 2 debuts September 9th on Rooster Teeth, but you can catch up on all of Season 1 right now.
All right, Tim, you are still on the clock here for a pick. What are you thinking?
Yeah, going back to it, I just really hope it's not September. For a bazillion reasons, but specifically just because September is not that cool.
Yeah.
Whereas October is super cool. Like, at the end of the day, you can not agree with me about September, but I don't think anyone would argue that October is worse than September. Correct?
Correct. Yeah,
correct.
There we go. So with that, 13th would be the best thing ever. I think that's too late. This thing's coming early. It's not coming late. There's something about October 6th that just sounds good to me. And okay. I like the fashion of all that. But at the end of the day, I'm going October 1st. I feel like that thing is going to hold on as long as it can to get into that October month. Because I believe in your baby, Greg Miller.
I like that Tim's price is writing me right here. It's just like the dollar over, you know?
Yeah, we didn't go through rules. $1. I do assume that it is closest without going over for this.
No, you got to fucking nail it or else you're a worthless piece of shit.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here first, everybody. Shit, you know?
All right, Tim has locked in for first, and now Andy, the nation of Kinda Funny Best Friends, turns its lonely eyes to you.
Damn, okay, so real quick, just so Andy realizes this, we've got
you want a recap?
10-2. Yeah.
Oh, I got it. I can run through everybody, and I'll just go in order, right? October 30th is Barrett. October 1st is Tim. October 2nd is Makuga. Then we jump for a while, and then
September 30th is Barrett. Right?
September 30th is Barrett.
I'm sorry, I say October. My apologies. Yeah. September 30th, Barrett. October 1st, Tim. October 2nd, Makuga. October 3rd, Nick. October 5th, Joey. October 7th, Snowbike Mike.
Okay.
Man, I really wish this was a different month because we could have done like a cool kind of holiday, like how March 10th is Mario Day, and today is Sepia Tone Day, September 14th.
Never forget.
There could have been a really cool marketing thing there for merch.
There could be a cool thing for merch with the baby or with the sepia?
With the baby.
Well, I mean, couldn't there be in general? Like, why? I mean, whatever day the kid lands on, we can make a thing about it.
National Ghostbusters.
Sure, but the numbers don't spell anything out at this point in the month. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's October 1st and it's like Octi Day, what is Octi? Like OCT1.
Otto Octavia. Otto.
Clark Kent. The Octo 1. It's a big source. I do need to say
this. Andy, do the shirt, make it look like the Ecto One, but put my face in the ghost logo and then put Octo One on there. If the kid's born, there you go. Baby driving the car. How can baby drive car?
You should do the two because Ghostbusters 2 is the better movie.
You're such an idiot. God. You're such an idiot, Josh.
Joey Noel, I'm putting her on blast here, did Slack me saying September, let's monetize this baby.
September. That's good.
There is some pros to September.
Wake me up when September ends. Yeah,
okay. Exactly. So the 7th is the due date, right? Or the 8th?
Correct. So 7th is the due date.
Okay.
7th.
Because I think this baby's like due any day now, honestly. Like, honestly, Greg, I don't really listen during meetings. And when you said you were going on your honeymoon, baby moon thing, I thought that was like the last week of the pregnancy. I had and people, I'm emailing people about like, you know, I get a game code like, yeah, maybe kind of funny. And Greg can play it out like, well, Greg's going to have a baby any day now. And that was like 5 weeks ago. Like, I was so off. I was so off with my dates. I think this baby will spawn. Exactly. No, you know what? Babies never are born in the afternoon. It's always a fucking 3 in the morning or like a something like that. I'm going to guess September 28th.
Oh.
2:41 a.m.
I appreciate the specificity.
Mm-hmm. 2:48 a.m.
You okay there?
Guys? I really don't. I'm not going to.
September 28th is my brother's birthday. Good day.
There it is.
There you go, Andy Cortez.
There it is. I knew that.
2:48 a.m. Andy takes the baby pool right there. All right. All right.
Yeah. Put it on our calendar. It's big time.
That's a great yeah.
I just think at this point, Jen is going to be like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. Just get out, you know?
Sure.
We're forcing this.
Yeah. Pack your shit and get out of here. I understand. I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can see that. All right, then that's your recap, ladies and gentlemen. Andy, it's the first day, or the earliest day, I should say, September 28th at specifically 2:48. Barrett. Well, Barrett has September 30th. Tim on October 1st. Makuga on the 2nd. Nick on the 3rd. Joey on the 5th. Snowbike Mike on the 7th. Yeah, nobody going past the date.
Wow.
Of course, we didn't put it out to the entire company, and nobody else came. So that's how much Blessing cares about my child. How much Roger cares about my child. You hate to see it.
Who got the 4th?
Nobody. It's fair play. It's up there.
Does Roger Craig Smith work for you guys now?
No. Roger Pocorni. Okay. Similar though. They both played Batman.
Yeah.
Nick, do you want October 4th to be reserved for D maybe?
Sure. She can take that. Oh, here's what I'm saying, because that's a cool birthday, because you can go 10-4, good buddy.
Oh,
yeah. That's pretty solid.
10-4, good buddy.
Pretty solid.
That's pretty
love
dope.
That. Fucking love that.
That's pretty rad. Yeah, put D down for that one.
Okay,
fine. Put D 10-4 on that one.
We're putting 10-4 is gonna go to D here in the baby pool.
I'll ask her later, but I'm pretty sure I'm able to vote on her behalf.
You are. That's fine. Don't worry.
I'm gonna slack G right now. I want to see what her bet is on this.
Okay.
Now Greg, you haven't told anybody what you're naming this child, correct?
Correct.
But you have a name.
We have a list. We still want to meet him and decide.
Come anywhere close to a name on the list yet?
Oh yeah,
in our guessing, in our speculation.
I think there's a lot of names on the list. You know what I mean? I think I know where we'll end up getting pushed in the end, probably, but we'll see.
Because we didn't have a boy's name when we found out it was a girl. We were praising the Lord because we had no. If it was a boy, it would have just been called him forever. Oh, because sure. we couldn't come up with a name.
See, we're the other way where we have girl names locked in. We're all set to go there.
Oh, Josh, yeah.
If you'll remember from the seminal film Point Break, there was a male named Rosie in that, and he was a psychopath.
That is true. He was. Yeah. And every time Rosie's been mentioned in a song, I've noticed they're like, oh, what about that song like Rosie from AC/DC? I think that's about a stripper or a prostitute. So like let's not talk about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. So Greg.
Yeah.
And obviously, I know there's a layer of secret, a veil of secrecy around all this stuff. But how large is your list? Are you willing to share that information?
How large the baby?
It's not. It's a nebulous list.
Okay.
We're like, right, if you want to know how what we really did, I'll give you a thing of what we did. I did a couple during the baby moon. We had, you know, we started off hot to trot, thought we had a name, then we pulled back on it, then we put that off. Then we started worrying, this is months and months ago, really started really getting in our head about it, where you're like, we have the apps, we have the things, we're going back and forth, what about this, what about that? And then it just becomes where you're talking about it so much, I feel like all the names just run, like they, none of them have meaning, none of them matter kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so then we took our foot off the gas for a long time, then we thought we had something maybe here, but we had already said at this point we wanted to meet him. And then it was like, all right, cool, let's get him down and like, let's whittle this list down to something more manageable, right? So that we have it. And so what I did is I forget what I had, something came wrapped in paper, brown paper, and I put it out on our kitchen table, and you guys know how big our kitchen table is, and I did like the old high school brainstorm thing where I was like, you know, Greg's family circle, and then did the names coming off of it, Jen's family circle, and I was like, you know, this, that, and the other. We had all these different things. So there's this weird piece of paper in our house that has all these names on it. Not all of them are on the list, but they're there.
Can I, Greg, if
I'm still in the middle of Tim's question, so I don't,
sorry.
All right, excuse me, you can go back to your fucking slander of mac and cheese, and then you trying to back a blessing in Halloween. Thank you very much.
You've never had a good truffle mac, Andy. No. That's what you need.
He's never had a mac, period.
Keep it in your mind, Eddie. I want to get to you. This is a quick one. However you feel comfortable answering this, Greg, what is the percentage chance you will name it Greg? Based on you being named Greg and your father being named Greg, and I do not remember if the grandfather was named Greg.
Spoiler alert, my grandfather was named Greg.
You're the fourth. Okay.
It's obviously that means, I think, obviously you can see that that's in the running. That's a family name, right? That's there. But my thing is like, with all due respect.
Is it just Greg or is it Gregory?
It's Gregory with a different middle name for every one of us.
Different. Okay. So it's different. So Greg's is actually Gregorino.
Gregoire.
Gregster. Gregorino. So Greg.
So yeah, that's one that's in the running. But like there, my thing becomes, Tim, is like, don't get me wrong. You know, obviously my dad, number one crane operator. You know, my grandfather, you know what, if I'm being honest, you know, kind of a dirtbag, died really, my dad was super young and he died. We don't know. I don't know. I'm kidding. He was a great guy from what I hear. I don't know.
But it's okay. Go ahead. You're such a fuck.
I'm fucking around. I don't know. He's a great guy. See, I don't know. He died really early. I never met him.
He killed a guy.
But so the thing becomes then like, but not to insult my dead grandfather who I never met, who seems like a nice guy, or my living father, who's the number one crane operator. Right. Like both of them. They really rented the name Greg Miller, and I fucking own it. All right. So do I want to put that on somebody else? You know what I mean? Like, this kid's going to be great. But if I put it, I've platinumed the name Greg Miller, and I give it to this little jabroni, what's he going to do with it? I don't know.
I'm with you, man. I'm going to be disappointed if it's September, only because it's not as cool as it could be. And I feel like there needs to be a new Miller out there. It can't be another Greg because Greg.
This is why we haven't talked about names, because you know, mm-hmm. why I don't share things on the list, because you got to be careful to pick your words wisely, because if this kid comes out naming Greg Miller, you're going
to
be like,
well, then he has a lot to live up to. That's on him. I'm thinking it the same way you are, which is branding. So what's his Twitter going to be? Greg_Miller? That sucks for everyone. No,
anybody
involved
with an underscore in their name's very bad.
First off, there's two things. I'm sorry, Josh. I need to
go ahead. No, take it. Go ahead.
Let's dig at me. Two things that are going to be for sure when this kid comes. One, the kid's going to be awesome.
Sure.
We can all agree. And it's going to be very well loved. And two, no matter what, me and Andy will secretly try to turn that kid against you, Greg. It doesn't matter what the kid's name is.
See,
if the kid's Greg, then me and Andy will make sure the kid wins the stream before you.
See, it's that thing where we're going to be playing an interesting game. Because, of course, I've already been told to stop, Josh. And I know, Josh, you know, you and I come together on our love of sports, right? For you, it's, I would say for you, it's Pittsburgh and Steelers, right? For me, it's Mizzou, right? But it's so college and NFL, but you, same idea, right? Yeah. Nope. And so as soon as Jen got pregnant and we were talking about it, I immediately ran into the ground, the joke of like, and the kid's going to go to Mizzou. And she's like, we're going to let him go. And I'm like, of course, the kid can go anywhere they want, but I'll pay for Mizzou. Correct. And if they go to Kansas, I'll disown them, right? Yeah, and so and she's like, you have to stop. Eventually, you're going to say, well, if you keep it going, the kid is going to hear that and think it's a real thing. Yeah, I'm like, that's a good point. I'll stop.
Sure.
I know for a fact that Nick and Andy won't play by those rules. And even though they have no horse in the race, I guarantee they will fucking get in his ear. Just go tell your dad you want to go to Kansas. This little baby will come over. No idea what he's fucking saying. Say he wants to go to Kansas.
Nick, I'll tell you what. We get into the DMs of the Dean of Kansas and we start to like get that conversation started. Oh, you want to advertise on our show? Sure, for free. And Tim's like, what? We're not getting paid for this. Like, no.
I've already started donating money to Kansas University.
You're a Jayhawk.
I'm a Jayhawk right now. Just Rock for this jock. What a 18 douche. Years from now, this child gets a full ride to there. What, Greg's going to say no? Full ride?
Okay, I would 100% say no. And also, Andy, you already fucked up. You already showed how little you know about Kansas. Sliding into the Dean's DM, what you would have to do is fly to Kansas City, Missouri, then get a cow, put a note on that, slap it on the ass, and have it walk into the mud field where the Dean is, shoeless, sitting there, thumb up his ass, going, oh, we're a university.
Shoeless.
Oh, God. You're good.
Let me tell you something, Greg, as to echo your sentiments on things, right? Yeah. All I want Rosie to do is play golf, right? And so daddy daughter days are golfing days.
Oh, yeah.
Dad, right? Okay.
That's awesome.
And so I got her a little golf grip. I've got her little golf clubs. I constantly like in her toy pile, there's always golf stuff just so she does it. I have this little baby Bumbo chair. You'll see when you put the Bumbo and she can sit and watch you. I sit her outside and hit golf balls into a net so she knows the sound and she can see it, right? She knows what the golf swing is. And Amanda's like, what if she doesn't want to play golf? And I was like, well, she cannot want to play golf, but I'm not going to go watch her in any other sport. The same thing is, she's like, oh, where's she? What if she wants to go to this school? This school is like, as long as it's not Ohio State, I'm fine with any other school. It can be any school, but Ohio State. It's like, what if she gets a scholarship there? I was like, I will pay for the other schools. I will not let her go.
Roll Tide.
Sure, let her go to Alabama. Wherever she wants to go to school, as long as it's not Ohio State, I'm fine with it. I will gladly say, Mish, any other Big Ten school, I do not dislike that much. Ohio State.
Sure. Ugh. I love the idea of her playing volleyball and Josh is just like in his car.
Josh is too supportive of a father and athlete. He's like cheering the car. Like she comes out, he turns the radio station like he wasn't listening. Ought to go.
I swam growing up, right? Which I've probably said a million times on shows before, but I had my dad and mom on Joshbury and we did like the true or false segment of the show. And I was like, true or false, dad, you enjoyed going to swim meets. And he was like, I was like, gotcha. I know you hated every second of those swim meets. I know you hated it.
Hell yeah. So,
you know.
Greg, who the hell likes swim meets?
I didn't even like it when I was in them.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah.
Josh, exactly. Do you think you could teach me how to swim? I can't
Sure.
swim.
Sure. We have to do mac and cheese and I'll teach you how to swim.
Mm. Oh, well, I mean, they say the best way to swim is on a belly full of mac and cheese.
What if I made you pasta carbonara, which is basically Italian mac and cheese?
I've said this many times before.
Here we go.
I've said it many times before.
What
I don't love a super hearty, creamy, cheesy sauce on my pasta.
Right,
and that's how I know, like Alfredo sauce.
Hearty pasta? It's not Alfredo,
but something similar to that. Like the fact that I don't love Alfredo sauce tells me that I won't like mac and cheese, and I have no desire. I have no desire.
But you like cheese,
very
close-minded.
Right?
Yeah, Gregory, I like cheese.
Very close. You like pasta?
Very close-minded. Yeah, 100%. Sad to see.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You like bacon? Is bacon something you like?
I do like bacon. Yeah, but I also like ice cream, and I like fruit punch, and I like
Bears. You ever had a fruit punch float?
I wouldn't mix them all together. You know what I mean?
Did you say bears?
Pears.
Oh, pears. I thought you said bears. I was like, okay. Where are those jokes going?
Bears. You shove them in fruit punch, top it with vodka. You got yourself a little, dirtbag sangria.
Get out of town. Greg, how am I phrasing this? I want to phrase this in a way that is most, I guess, favorable to you and in a way that gets you all jazzed
up. If you're
going to
ask if you can pick up the placenta, no, we already said Kevin could.
Ah, fuck. All right.
I'm going to throw that in. Never mind.
Next topic.
Are you guys going to get the pills? You got to get the pills.
Did you do the pills?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we're doing that, I think. Yeah, it Kevin was on task pills? To drive the placenta to the lady, but I think somebody else can take it, like the other.
Well,
person.
The lady comes to the hospital. You just have to drive. You have to go down to the lobby.
Was there like an Uber for this, or what?
We weren't sure what the plan would be. You know, we're just playing it by ear. We wanted our bases covered in the same way. It was
ride
like,
share service.
Can you keep Till alive? It was like, Kevin, can you come get a placenta if I need you to?
Yeah. No.
The question.
The pills help with breast milk production. It's very important. And
the question I was going to ask was what I was hoping for. Everybody on the call. Greg, will you allow us one guess?
Sure, but I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to confirm or deny any lists or anything like that. But this could be for the record. And who knows? Maybe you're going to say a name I hadn't thought of, and then it goes on the list, you know?
Okay, I'm going first.
High risk, high reward.
Ooh, I like this.
It's like Shark Tank. It's like Shark Tank.
Fuck, I don't know what I want to pick, actually.
Well, see, I've been saying baby Egon since the beginning, and I know that's fake. Like, Jen's not going to let him name the baby Egon.
Yeah, she's French Canadian. You never know. Egon might be
welcome to Gregberty. Welcome to Gregberty, and our first contestants, Josh. Josh, do you think I did float Egon, though, as a real name?
I did. I do think you did.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, you did.
I already did my guess. I already used my I get one, and if I get it right, so I'll just reveal it now. And now I've confirmed it is not going to be this. But the clues that I had to work with where Gia was told from, I think, Jen, that there might be some Canadian influence, potentially, for one of the named potentials, at least, whatever.
Wayne
so
Gretzky.
I was thinking, and I'm just like, I'm going through anything I know about Canada, and I'm like, but what would get Greg excited about Canada at all, in any which way, shape, or form, right? And so then, of course, there's the Mon or whatever, and I'm like, they're not naming the goddamn kid Mon. Maybe Bonhomme, excuse me.
Welcome back to Gregberty. Tim, do you think I floated the name Bonhomme Carnival realistically?
No, I do not. I do not.
I did want to go Bonhomme Carnival Miller.
Yes. But with that, I started thinking, and Gia was like, what could it be? Like, knowing all of that, those parameters, what could it be? And I was like, Logan, Wolverine, Logan. Poutine. Logan is from Canada. There's that. I was like, X-Men, Wolverine, not necessarily Greg's thing, but...
Yeah, it's Alberta. You're right.
You guys know Trisha Hershberger. It's not her Quebec, son's Logan. Right?
Yeah.
You guys know Trisha Hershberger, right?
Yeah.
Her son's Logan. She named him after Logan the Wolverine.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's so awesome.
Yeah. Logan Miller also, like, that's a good name.
That's a dope name.
That was awesome. Right, that was a strong name.
What if we're not thinking about this three-dimensionally right now, guys? All right, this kid's going to be cutting edge. He's got his dad's shadow to get out from underneath, right? What a better way, like a power move, than to just go by Miller.
Oh, that's cool. So but with the number three at the end. Like,
yes. Like I had to get Cheeto Fingers that one time because someone else got
it. So you're not so much picking the name. You're just saying what you think my child will want to be called.
He's not like a modern art piece.
What if it was Miller? Because Miller is a cool first name also.
I have a cousin named Miller.
Paul. What about Kazuhira? Kazuhira, Greg.
We've come back to the core of kind of funny humor. Just double. Just double, say it double. Twice. Whatever. I'm sorry. Real breaking baby news. The one and only Barrett Courtney has slacked me to say that Alyssa, his wife, has chosen October 13th for the baby pool.
She's picking that because of partly the reason I told her of what I told you guys earlier. But then she also has someone close to her that she really loves that has that October 13th birthday. And it is, she has confirmed, dope as fuck.
If you were going for a more feminine name, Vita would be so cool.
Oh, like, can you imagine?
Yeah. Shuhei Vita Miller.
Vito Miller.
I was thinking like, fuck, I was blanking.
Also remember on the hit TV show Nashville, there was a character named Vita, and Nashville, one of the things Jen and I bonded over early on in a relationship.
I mean, shopping like Clark and stuff. I was thinking like,
that's so good.
Jupiter.
Clark Miller is a badass name.
Clark, I was thinking it would be Clark Kent Miller, right?
Well, I'm sorry. What did you say, Josh?
I thought my pick was Clark Kent Miller. Mm-hmm. That was the name.
Kent Miller is a good one too. That's pretty.
Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
Kent
Miller's
the guy you buy real good cocaine from, and he doesn't just sell it because he's wealthy.
Damn.
I'm gonna. Can I? Because it's not Egon.
Float him.
Obviously. So Clark Kent Miller was obvious. There was obviously like a Peter Parker Miller. Call him Peter Miller. Peter Miller is a great name. Pete Miller. Like he's either going to be a pilot or he's going to run some sort of tech company. He's gonna be real unassuming. Wears nice jeans. Plain
Pete
t-shirts.
Miller. Pete Miller's a guy that puts his hand in his pocket a lot, right? He does.
Yeah.
Pete Miller is a guy who gets things done.
Correct.
No, he's like, Pete Miller never ever leaves like middle management though.
No, yes, he does. He's so unassuming, Andy. He's like the kind of guy that every guy in college is like, how does Pete Miller keep getting girls? Because he's so nice. He's so unassuming. He's Pete Miller. He's straight down the middle. Now, Parker Miller, on the other hand.
Oh, that's Parker, cool.
Parker Miller may or may not be a professional surfer or may have company. Actually invented the first. Correct. Thank you.
Yeah. A paper company, Parker Miller. Yeah. Or like a law firm.
Yeah.
Parker
yeah.
Miller invented like a new skateboard that only super rich people can use.
But so he that's says where I'm going. Everyone. I'm going Parker Miller.
Parker.
I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with just Jack Miller.
Jack Reacher.
Jack Miller. Reacher Miller.
Yeah. Tom Cruise.
Miller. Ethan, gonna be like Ethan Hunt.
How are they going to spell Jack?
Oh, there's J-A-Q. A Q in there. There's two Qs.
J-A-Q. Two Qs.
Well, it's got to be French, right? So it's J-A-C-Q-U-E. It's Jacques, but they call him Jack.
Oh, nice.
See what I did there? Yeah.
Okay. I love this discussion. We've done this podcast 5 times already. Sometimes with Greg, sometimes without Greg. But picking baby names is the best thing ever because it's forever.
It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. Yeah.
So, well, I mean, like the thing is this. Obviously, Greg. Like you don't want to name it something lame.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I was going to say
Pete,
the
Pete. And I've never met a cool Pete. Have you?
I have tons of them.
I don't even like Pete's Coffee. You go to Pete's Coffee, you're like, what is this place? What? This is pretentious.
I like Pete's Coffee. There's like 9 Pete's. You know that
Pete's Coffee is better than Starbucks. Starbucks is just everywhere.
It's better, but it's better. But it's also like, how many times do you go to Pete's versus Starbucks, Tim?
I mean, let me ask you a question, Nick. Yeah. Do you know what like a nice peaty scotch tastes like? Does it taste like gasoline? It'll wake you up in the
morning.
That's
like asking, like, when you go to more, Five Guys or McDonald's. Like, naturally, McDonald's is just everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's better.
I'm kidding.
McDonald's is better than Five Guys? Get the fuck out of here, Tim.
You call him Petey? I don't know. It's kind of a sweet name.
Pete Miller. I'm still hung up on Pete over here.
I'm saying this. I'm totally kidding. Pete Miller is a badass name. That is a badass name. If you name a kid Pete, I'm 100% behind that. Again, though, I'm 100% outwardly behind that. Inwardly, me and Andy
do not belong in the same sentence. Period.
Are you kidding me? Pete, like, do you remember the scene in Goodfellas? Every kid was either named Peter or Paul. That's like my family. It's either Peter or John, sub the Paul. Okay?
Goodfellas is a good movie.
It's a fantastic movie.
Great movie.
So Pete Miller, like, imagine you are, like, Greg, they raise this unbelievable kid. He goes to Mizzou. He meets a lovely girl. You know, if you're that girl's dad, you're like, hey, I'm bringing home a Pete Miller to meet you. He's like, kid's got to be awesome. And if we're talking about Greg Miller.
Pete Miller's going to have a great handshake.
Oh, hell of a handshake.
Yeah. Pete Miller's going to be a Scotch guy.
I'm fighting. Yeah, Andy Cortez, what do you have to say?
I've got it. It's simple as fuck, but it sounds cool when you say the short version of it. Jake Miller.
Oh, man.
Jake Miller is a left-handed pitcher for the Brewers, you know?
Yeah. Yep. He played football and baseball in high school, but then he stuck with baseball.
Yeah, exactly. That's where the money is. It's safer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish Greg fucking gave me anything here. Like,
Steve,
I want nothing.
Steve Miller.
Your poker face is unbelievable.
Steve Miller. Steve Miller.
Are you the Steve Miller? And he's like 15. He's like, yeah, I am. Yeah. I have a band. It's the Steve Miller band.
The band's all here now.
I was thinking along the lines of Tim of like doing the Logan Canadian thing with Victor Miller. Because that sounds fucking
Nick
good.
Miller.
Is that too similar?
Miller.
Too
Greg similar. Want a villain, though? That's and that's a good question. The answer
Vic
is
a villainous
a definite
name.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Lex is a great name. Yeah, Joey Noel from kindoffunny.com.
Thank you.
I'm glad you did. You're welcome.
It's a two-part question. Do you, and I don't even know if you can answer this, do you and Jen have any, like, attachment to the fact that you're both GM in your names?
Oh.
Uh-oh, great.
Because I have a guess.
Uh-oh, great. Just smiled.
She got him.
Hell yeah.
Oh!
I have a guess, but maybe
it has
I don't
come up in song? Conversation. It has come up in conversation.
Gomer Pyle Miller.
No, because I think maybe a Grayson Miller.
It's been here
maybe
the whole time.
Grayson Miller.
Grayson, Dick Grayson, Batman.
Wow.
And that's hot. That's a hot name. You can name him. You can call him Gray for short. Oh, that's sick.
Sienna Miller.
And your first Halloween, you're Batman. He's Robin, and she's Batwoman. Or Fire Girl or Catwoman. Whatever.
I think you nailed it.
You went all over the place there.
I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it. Right now, like, Greg is playing faking it on Jackbox, and I've caught him. We've caught him, everybody. Ladies great job, Joe.
What I'm saying, Joe, I'm prepared to confirm that that has been a part of the conversation. It's not something we're locked to, but I appreciate that the deductive guess who game we're doing here. But the wrench in the works, right, is that I've already pointed out, is that girl name's easy, right? Mm-hmm. We have a girl name ready to go, locked down, and it doesn't match that kind of scheme. So it's almost then, like, if we went that way and we get to the girl, then they're like, sorry, you were adopted. Like, you came here with this name already. You know what I mean? Like, you're not part of the thing. You know, Big Brother would throw that in her face all the time.
Gabby. Mm-hmm. Greta.
Gabby. Gabby's good. Yeah.
Gabriella. Gabbo.
Gabbo. But Gabriella is full, but Gia's, you just say Gabby. Yeah.
Gia's real name is Gabriella Macuga, and I don't know if you know that.
No, I do not know that.
She lowered it to Gia because when she was young, it was Gabby, and it was really early on. Everyone was like, this girl talks way too much to go by Gabby. So they changed it to Gia, which is awesome.
That's hilarious. That's great. I love it. Oh, man.
We'll have to see. You don't have to wait too long, apparently. We'll see. Again, it's still in the guessing game. All the dates are in play. So you will find out soon enough, I guess. The world
Grant.
Will find out. I will find out what we're naming.
Grant.
There lady. Needs to be more gambling in, like, Vegas casinos on people's names. Because I have this game that I play with all my friends, at least when we used to take Ubers and Lyfts everywhere, right? It was like, okay, if I order the Uber, when we get out, you can't, like, nobody, unless he's got, like, his name up there or whatever, her name. When we get out, if anybody can guess the person's name, they get $100. Okay, like, it's a continuous bet. Nobody's ever won it.
Nope.
Right? But you get out of the Uber and you're like, oh, I don't know, Dave. Like, way off, right? But
sure.
If that $100 bet stands on the table. So when you meet somebody, we got to have, like, more, like, Vegas dealers, sort of like that scene in Vegas Vacation when he's playing War and, you know, like, Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Yeah.
It's like, the game is, what's your name? And he's like, oh, Josh. You're like, no, how did he get that?
Mike. Ah, damn it.
So,
Josh, I think long in the tooth for the podcast, but we would be fools not to talk about the fact that you launched a Kickstarter today, right?
I did, yes.
This is for Futility, the actual game of living. Please give me the explanation, sir.
So right before we launched Good People Association, we were thinking about things we could do on our like live stream when we were getting membership and everything to kind of steal your guys' idea. I love those long live stream days. They're so much fun. And I was like, why don't we play a board game where it's just like you are the person going around. They're like the game of life. I was like, no. Like real stuff, right? Where, you know, you accidentally marry the wrong woman and she steals all your money or like, you know, that kind of something like that. So... you've got it's basically like Cards Against Humanity meets the game of life. So raunchy card games meets an actual twist and turns. It's, you know, 90 minutes to 2 hours of gameplay. It's a great drinking game. There aren't too many rules. It's a very simple board game that's a ton of fun, a lot of laughs, and we've played it a few times on the channel, refined all the rules, and it's up on Kickstarter now. You can check it out. Futility, the actual game of living. Our goal is $30,000. We got 45 days to hit that mark. So if you're a fan of board games and you want to do it, $40 gets you the game when it's made. You will have to pay shipping, but if you're in the United States, shipping isn't that much. It's usually like $5 to $7. And if you want to do $100, you get all of the stretch goals because we're going to do like bonus packs and you know, extended packs. So like R-rated, or as we're calling Futility Nights, that kind of stuff. All the way to $75,000, which gets you, like, you can get your customized little meeples where you can paint them and put hair on them and everything like that.
Oh, that's cute.
I just love that this one card says, you take up tennis, the sport blows.
Fair, I appreciate that. So it's up to 8 players, so it's great for like a friends and family game night, whatever the case may be. And it's just a lot of laughs, a lot of fun. We're really, really excited about it. And I think everybody's going to love the game. So,
very cool, man. That's congrats. Really cool. That's a cool ass thing to do.
I just supported everybody's support. Everybody goes
thanks, away. Andy. I appreciate you.
Yeah, we got to make this happen so we can play it on our live streams. Then it goes full circle.
Exactly. Wow. And the biggest donation you can do, $500, gets you your a artist likeness of your face on the box. So you would be the actual box going forward, collector's edition boxes. Of Futility, the actual game of living.
If I make Nick buy that for me, can I have a corn dog in the photo?
You can, 100%. Whatever you would like your likeness to be can be.
We can be doing that corn dog, right?
Yeah,
I'll be corn dogging that corn dog. What do you think corn dogging means?
I don't ever want to say that on camera.
Oh man, we made good content here, guys. We had a lot of fun today. Fun. You know, so what I mean?
Great. Love you. I love you, Makuga.
Love you guys, man. I think, I mean, I'm not, no cat out of the bag here, but, and I think Greg knows this, maybe Andy doesn't. I know Nick and Tim know it, but the plan is that I'll probably going to be living in Northern California sooner than later.
Hell yeah.
Probably within the next 6 to 7 months, I think.
That's exciting.
We're taking one back. We keep losing people to LA. We're bringing one up. That's how bringing it's going to be.
I, worth the trade. I'm looking at jobs and situations and figuring out what life like that would look like. We're kind of tired of not being close to Amanda's mom and dad and my brother, and my parents are spending more time in Northern California. My brother's got 4 kids, and I want Rosie to know her cousins. And, you know, we love Northern California. And when we were up there last weekend, we had Amazon boxes stolen off our front porch. So I think there's some signs pointing us away from Los Angeles.
I mean, don't let your guard down up here either, but just a heads up. You know what I mean? We love you, Josh. So yeah, you got to collaborate more when you're up here.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Hopefully we'll be back in the studio by the time you get here.
Yeah.
Then Rosie can hang out with Egon.
Boom. There you go. And maybe we do like a Josh pretty regular thing. Maybe we'll bookend some episodes. Who knows? That new studio, anything is possible. We could actually do live action Spider-Manning. I don't know. I'm just throwing
that. You know what? You're out there and you're throwing at the wall. See what sticks. I appreciate that. I like that.
Spider-Man joke.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen. This has been the Kind of Funny podcast, but of course the action isn't over yet. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, catch the post show we're about to record. Of course, if you're already a patron on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you could be watching us record the show live and the post show live right now. You wouldn't get the show. Wait, you'd get the show without any ads. And then of course you could write in to be part of the show and have a great time. Because if you didn't know, this is the show. This is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, twice a week, 4, sometimes 5 best friends gather on this table, each coming to bullshit with each other about whatever it is they want to bullshit about. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. If you have no bucks to toss away, it's no big deal. Get every episode for free. Of course, you have to get ads, no post show, on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe. Before we go in the live chat, I liked this when I was like, Tim, what is corndogging it? What if I, you know, corndogging it? Tim didn't want to answer. Joshy G says corn dogging is sleeping in a sleeping bag backwards where your feet are sticking out of the opening. The Lou responds, corn dogging it. That's awesome.
That is hilarious.
And there's a shirt. Man. Andy didn't want to do it, but Javi Rodriguez did, the man who used to do the Game Scoop cartoon. There it is. You know what I mean? That's a corn dog shirt right there.
So at least $3 million idea right here.
$1 million right there. People love corn dogs and they love wearing food on their shirt. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny podcast. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.